As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With all the Raising Cane's chicken finger options, it was an impossible decision.
How about a box combo? Good.
No, I want a Caniac combo with extra cane sauce, no slaw, two extra toasts, and a half sweet tea F lemonade.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. If you like news-packed weekend in the sports world, this was the one for you. That was about the least quiet weekend of sports I think we've ever had in the history of the stool.
In the history of sport.
Am I wrong on that?
I feel like you're probably right.
Ever since Friday, every second of every day had something crazy happening.
Was going on, Jake.
Whether it was NFL, whether it was college basketball, whether it was football. Just
Hires.
The faucet's on. The hose is on right now.
Yeah, I'm a little out of it. But
No, you're not. You were at the game last night.
We have concerns. We do. He didn't go to McDonald's today.
Oh, because it was packed.
Was
there? There's five cars. I was a little late. The lesson is you can't go at 5:50. You got to be there at 5:46. Six.
Probably true.
Good pass. I like your pass.
Yep.
What is media?
My media pass from Keith Mann.
Just kept it on.
Kept it on.
I hope you're watching this on the video stream because Bill has his media pass on from last night's basketball game. It is glorious. It looks good.
Steve, if you have yours, I'd appreciate it.
I got it.
There it is. Some solidarity. You have two. Whoa. Why do you have two?
We have different ones. Yeah. I don't
know. Whoa. Hang on a second.
Those who actually write media pass, those who came in for a free hot dog.
If you're not watching, Bill's is red and Sips looks like it's like a basketball court. Is that brown?
Keith Mann,
tan,
chime in. What
tan
happened?
Versus
Keith
red.
Keith Mann, chime in.
What's the 402 difference?
402-464-5685. Keith Mann, please chime in. Yeah,
why do we have different tags?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Media passes.
Look at us, though.
Yeah.
Media.
We're doing media.
Yeah, we're media dudes.
And someone texts me, or people are saying like that I don't like basketball, and that's not even remotely true. I just don't, and then
it's the time of the year.
January.
He was a point guard.
Yeah, as a point guard. It's January.
Like Magic Johnson.
Yeah, it was January is when I buy into it.
And you do no look passes.
I didn't know. Yeah, no look was my deal. No look was my deal. And long bounce passes down the court, one handed long bounce passes.
I bet there were some weird faces after those passes.
There was faces made. That was just the.
Stare down the bench, baby, too.
I can see it.
Oh, yeah.
No look passes when not necessary.
No, exactly. They don't even necessarily. The guy's wide open in front of me, and I still throw it to him.
Fancy.
Oh, God.
No, Jake, I just meant checked out because, there's a lot of writing this weekend.
I can see. So here's where everything went astray. Because Sip made the comment, goes, I'm just going, I don't have to write.
No.
Well, yeah, right. Things broke out. Well, so I'm going up, I think it's right before halftime.
Okay.
And I'm going and I'm attending this with Brian Morrow from Pinnacle Bank. Brian's the one who Nebraska would still be playing at the Bob Devaney at the Bob.
If it wasn't for Brian.
If it wasn't for Brian Morrow.
Oh, I didn't put this together. Yes. Brian you Morrow. Were with a Pinnacle Bank person.
Yes, he was.
Executive.
Oh, look at Bill.
At Pinnacle at Bank Pinnacle. Arena.
I'm with Pinnacle Bank at Pinnacle Bank. And the interesting part, like you said, is that I didn't.
Right.
So I don't really.
That's South Lincoln.
So I had to kind of, I had to delve into it. And that's when I found out that Brian's the one who put together the plan to make Pinnacle Bank a thing.
And you're sitting there with him in prime seats.
Prime seats. I'm sitting there going like, wow. And he goes, and I he didn't even say it. I put it together. They'd still be playing in the Devaney and the Bob if it wasn't for Brian Morrow. So that's
not his bank, just himself. It's amazing.
Just himself.
Incredible.
I mean, I don't think the Pinnacle Bank was at all interested. And Brian's like, I think we should be interested in this.
I have an idea.
I have an idea. I thought.
You were with PBA
yes.
yesterday.
And I'm walking up, and then I look up, and I can see Steve sitting there. And all I can see is his Bucky sticker on his computer, which made me just start laughing. Yeah. So then I walked right in front of Steve. I was within like a foot of him, and I'm facing him. And he's just... He's typing.
He's not.
And,
didn't even look.
No, no,
you didn't
no,
see
I,
it all.
I,
at this
I'm
point?
Right here.
He hasn't but, seen you.
I'm right here. Finally, I go.
I didn't see you.
Finally, I go. Steve. And he, and he does that. He does that right
there. Laughed.
He laughed just like that. Like, Steve. And I was right in his face. He's just over there, you know, semicolon.
Hey, he's locked in, Bill. He was yeah. locked in.
He's at that. So
dialed
after,
in.
After that, we talked. No, I let him be right away though, because I could
you
tell.
Did. You did.
I could tell. I go, hey, this is his professional spot here.
Absolutely.
And also, smart. I knew there's a lot of stuff going on. So I go, he actually is writing, trying to get this stuff done. So.
Well, what happened was, this is just idle chit-chat. Doesn't
it is idle chit-chat.
It's either, neither here nor there, but this is what happens. You go to a basketball game. This is what happens as a football writer. Stuff happens all the time. You go to something. It might be a family event. It might be a basketball game, whatever. And then they named the defensive coordinator. Yeah. So great then I just was like, okay, well, okay. So much for this game.
And yeah,
I just wrote it right there.
No, I didn't know that was going on at the time.
No, that wasn't the time.
But that was about. But no, that's no
it's close.
But it was right in that time.
It was really close.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, that's it popped during the game. So Pete Thamel.
I saw that. Yes.
So that's that. But you were in all your glory.
I didn't know about.
Were you in
that,
all your glory?
I didn't know about the DC until like 8 o'clock. I was just I went.
What?
I didn't know about the defense coordinator until I got home like at 8 or 7:30.
Because you were in all your
glory. Well,
why would I know? I was basking in the glory of that game.
This was a plethora of fun for Jake. I mean, the Dolphins win.
It was a great 34-10 Dolphins.
I mean, look at him.
I mean, am I on cloud nine or what?
Hat on. Look at him.
I'm decked out. You got the Dolphins shirt.
This is 12-year-old Jake.
This is 12-year-old Jake. 12-year-old Jake,
sixth
exactly.
grade Sipple and 12th grade. I'm just 12-year-old fan over here.
How about when we all kind of it was like when our eyes connected when the stool connected.
Well, I want to go back to that, Bill, because here's the deal. Because I'm talking to Sip. I walked over to the media section and I said, "Have you seen Bill yet?" He said, "Well, I talked to him today. I thought he was coming," and then all of a sudden, I looked up and said, "He's here." Bill, I looked up and said, "Bill's here. He's right there. The stool is here and right before the game."
The best part was we decided. Let's do a selfie, and Jake goes, "Hang on, let me take my coat off."
Yeah, I had to get the jacket.
He had his black jacket, but he wanted to show his Nebraska.
I did.
His what did he call it? The adolescent jacket.
The juvenile jacket.
The juvenile jacket.
Yeah, it was on,
and he had it on.
He had it on.
And
in
all his glory.
He was excited. Oh yes.
Were you talking mess?
Were you getting after some people in the stands? Wasn't a lot of blue there.
It wasn't. It looked,
usually blue shows up.
I think
wasn't
they knew what was going to happen. They said this team is not very good. That wow. We'll get to that in a second. But that's a bad Creighton team this year. Like, holy smokes.
Well, no,
oh my
they're
god.
They're missing.
I know,
a couple
but
pieces.
Doesn't matter.
Wow.
Still
they
bad.
Sucked. That was a terrible team from Omaha. And
we were watching.
And if you're a Creighton fan, you say, "Yeah, we suck."
That's a terrible team from
my
Omaha.
My god.
From Omaha. From Omaha.
From Omaha.
The score was at one time 50-32 with like 10-12 minutes to go. And I looked at Brian, the inventor of PBA. I said all Nebraska has to do is score one more basket. I goes, what do you
You're
mean?
Right.
I go, there's no chance. I said they can score more than 50. They can't exactly get more than 50. And they got exactly and Nebraska kind of gave the last 6 points to him, to be honest with you. They can't get past 50. So if we can get to 52, we won. We've won the game.
Creighton shot it really well.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And one time they were in the teens.
Off the backboard.
There was one time they were at 18%. I don't know what they finished at, but it was like 18.
They shot on the game 30, 30%?
They got that high?
Yeah, they got that high. That's surprising.
Somehow they shot 50% in the second half.
Really?
No, on two-point field goals at least.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's right. Yeah, they shot 50% in the second half.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
That does not make sense.
What was it? Was it halftime? What was
they
it?
They had 18.8% at halftime.
18% at halftime.
This is terrible.
The balls, it was as if the rim might get bent.
If they hit the rim, I mean, the one guy hit the corner of the backboard.
They hit the corner of the backboard. They had an air ball and a corner of the backboard in the first half.
Yeah, it was laughable.
I told
Brian, I said, this is like a rec league out there.
What are you doing?
Just throwing up threes. He hit the side of the backboard. That's right out of the... Going to the student union.
Right.
I said at one point, is this Creighton prep or is this Creighton? I don't know what the hell's going on. It was bizarre.
Very hard on Creighton.
They deserve if their fans. I have some friends who are Creighton fans. We don't know what that was. They don't know what that effort was. The team has not been great this year, but that was horrifyingly bad. As a Nebraska fan, I didn't know what I was watching from Creighton.
I'll tell you the one thing I enjoyed, because my take on McDermott is, dude.
Yeah, he's a great coach.
I mean, incredible coach.
He's a great coach.
Dude. Just. Everything about him is incredible. And towards the end, he's like, I'm just going to get a technical. I'm going to get one. I'm just going to get one. Why not? And they wouldn't give it to him. He wouldn't give
it to him. The fans are cheering. Team up!
They wouldn't give it
to him. And the best part
is, I missed this.
Oh, you missed. No, he's incredible. They wouldn't give it to him. Yeah. And then at the very end, he finally gave him one last shot and turned right. And the ref kind of gave a fake like he was going to go for the tee and didn't do it.
That's awesome.
It was an incredible move.
Oh my
God!
I wish I wouldn't have missed that.
That was incredible.
You're typing up news of the defensive coordinator.
He's like, I'm doing it. He kind of did this, and then
that's kind of a nice
move. The crowd got into it. The crowd knew that.
Tee him up. Tee him up.
I like that ref move.
Oh, the ref move, and the crowd.
I'm not giving you this.
And the crowd acknowledged the ref move also.
Absolutely.
That he
it was fun.
It was fun.
That's sweet.
This game was, I think it was like 17-7 with 8 minutes to go in the first half. I mean, and both teams were not playing it. Nebraska didn't play that great in that game offensively.
Not great.
Defensively, it would help by clanks left and right, but yeah.
Make even a couple shots, but when the score was 17-7, I think we all agreed. It was like, okay, no matter what happens, Nebraska, there's no way they can lose this game. I mean, Jake may have thought different. I didn't. Just from watching it. The eye test said there was nothing there. That was said like, hey, listen, they're really good. They just missed some shots.
33-19 at half. So I would give Lenzer credit, Nate Lenzer.
Absolutely.
Because the defense, I thought the defense was excellent, and I thought it got, I mean, Creighton looked discombobulated. Now, that was their season low for points. Gonzaga had held them to 63 and Iowa State to 60, so... They're not that good. I mean, they're just not.
Well, Iowa State absolutely pummeled Purdue.
Iowa State's really good.
Iowa State went into Mackey and destroyed Purdue on Saturday, like by 17 or 18, something like that.
Creighton came out of the shoot. They hit what we were talking about earlier. They're three for 20. 3 for 20. Down. Now, they're only down 17-7.
Yeah.
But let it fly.
And that's why, again, like Bill, you're saying you thought it was over. Because Nebraska should be up by more than 10, I was still a little bit concerned. But they proved they just had nothing in the tank offensively for 40 minutes of basketball. I mean, that was a rough watch.
1 for 13, 3 for 20, 18.5%. At one point, 5 for 27. Yeah, they just were horrible early. But again, don't you give Nebraska credit?
Yeah, you have to give them credit. But they also missed a lot of open looks.
They did.
I mean, they had wide open looks, and they missed some open looks.
You're right. Yeah,
it wasn't like they were just suffocated out, but the defense was good. There's no doubt about that.
But go back to what you said. I've never seen in my lifetime a Creighton team have open looks missed that horribly. Like you said, top of the backboard. I mean, Isaac Trout had a wide open three that he barely hit the rim on left. Like, not straight. I'm talking he clanked it left. That backboard is still almost shattered from that shot. Three-point shot he had. That was terrible.
Oh, and their dudes didn't play. I mean, didn't play well. Freeman took one shot.
Should I look at the tweet you had about
Freeman?
This is a Steve Sippel tweet from last night.
A little snarky for me.
Yeah, snarky? What made you get snarky?
I don't know.
I'll read this for you. This is
Steve Sippel.
Steve Sippel.
I don't know what made
Iowa me. Big man transfer Owen Freeman, averaging 10.1 points, has 0 points, and has taken one shot, earning his NIL tonight.
You fired one across the bow.
I applaud you for
Nebraska.
That. Thank
that
you.
If I'd have read that, I would have texted you and said, why is Jake tweeting from your account?
Yeah, did Jake steal your
phone? Why does Jake have your phone?
Which would be a proper thought.
Yes.
They had problems. I mean, Dix.
Josh Dix.
Yeah, the transfer, he had 9 points.
No points at halftime. Iowa. So Dixon and Freeman were both, you know, sought after Iowa transfers that did not score in the first half. Freeman, no points at all. He clanked two free throws at the end also.
Yeah.
And Dix did have 9 points second half, but no points at halftime.
That's unreal.
Which is unbelievable for him.
That's unreal.
He's a shooter.
Is Freeman the one that got the ball stole down by the Creighton bench? They just took it from him. He had the ball. And I think
that was bad.
I mean, it looked so bad. He's back there. And he's just like, it was like right in the playground. It's like, they just took
it
from him.
Did you see Greg after? He's like, really? Greg's like, McDermott's like, what the hell?
And his face was just like, dadgummit, that guy was really close. He kept trying to grab at the ball.
Bad. That might have been Freeman. That was terrible.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. So
right. Now, I, the one thing I'll say about Freeman in terms of why he's been – Freeman got hurt last year for Iowa. Maybe he's not fully recovered, and he transferred over to Creighton. He got hurt end of the year. I don't know if he's just not right, but that guy, I saw him first half of last year, was pretty damn good for Iowa.
Really good around the rim.
17 points a game for Iowa.
He was good.
Before the injury.
Runs the floor and is really good around the rim, but he didn't – I mean – they didn't run the floor very well, I didn't think.
Maybe he was sick. I don't know.
I would wager, though, that eventually Creighton will play better. McDermott will get them to play better.
I think so.
I don't know if they'll win. So. They won't win many games. They're not going to the tournament. Yeah, but he will get them to play better.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
They were missing, I think, Hudson Greer was one of their better players who did not play in that game.
And McAndrew.
And McAndrew's out for the year. Right. Yes.
Right, and they had a fresh.
But Hudson Greer's not out for the season. He was just out for that game or a couple games.
Right.
But still,
Soft
is right, and Burke, 13 rebounds.
That's a,
he was great.
So sweet shooting with that left hand.
It just doesn't go in.
It just never goes in.
That's why we keep saying his shot is nice.
It's so incredible. It's up high. It's left.
Yes.
I go soft, and it's just
never goes in.
Nope, never goes in.
He's shooting bad from three. Did last year, but it does look pretty.
It's a pretty looking miss.
I mean, he looks pretty shooting free throws. He's 4 for 8.
Yep. It's true.
It looks so good. You know what amazed me the most about the game? Was how orange the ball was.
It was really orange.
That's been the whole year. When did that change?
I don't know.
The ball used to be a tan, beat up, leather looking.
I got this.
And it is a bright orange. It's like you just got the ball at Gamble's. So you drove downtown with like back in the 70s with like, you know, $3 in your pocket, and you got a new basketball, and it's just bright.
I think I got intel on this.
But
on the ball?
Something has changed.
Nebraska went back to this is from Robin Washington. Nebraska went back to Adidas basketballs this season. Many of you probably never have noticed or cared, but Nebraska switched its game basketballs for the second straight season. They moved away from their Adidas basketballs last season in favor of Wilson. They went back to Adidas. It's redesigned its basketballs to feel much closer to the Wilson model. I don't know. None of that means much.
But
they switched.
But what got me the most was the color. It was
switched
so
from
bright.
I wonder how the guys feel about that. It's all about how it feels in your hand.
Remember, Sip, when you and me played, we had Wilson Jets. The Wilson Jet basketball. So it said Jet on. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like
the Wilson Jet was the basketball, and it bounced sweet.
It did. Except when Columbus Lakeview literally took air out of the ball to slow us down. They did.
It sounds like Tom Brady deflate gate over here.
It was a deflate gate. They purposely used ball that was
just before Tom Brady then.
Yeah, we did use Wilson Jet. God, how do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, Wilson Jet. And then the best part, too, before the game, Jake, here's how you tested the basketball in high school. The ref would just drop it.
Yeah.
It would just drop it to see how far it bounced back up. It'd be like, if it just dropped it and it came back up, it's like, whoa, we're not good here.
No. And sometimes you'd go to a place and you'd use like a basketball they used in practice. Sometimes you'd go to a place where they'd use a brand new basketball.
Oh, that was the worst.
Right.
Oh, all of a sudden it's like, what is this?
Once you break this out of the Alco sporting goods store.
Yeah. And then also we talked about this 2 years ago, the real brilliance of slowing people down is putting on the brand new net.
Yeah.
Right before the game, you put a brand new net on, and then they were longer. They were longer. And actually, sometimes the ball would actually get caught in the net.
And you'd go, I got it.
I got it.
Jump up and grab it.
Better times.
The better times indeed.
Wilson Jet and longer nets.
I do remember the Wilson Jet.
All I could think about walking there, because there was good, a great attendance last night, and there was a buzz to the place right there. And I could
it was great
imagine attendance. Dennis LeBlanc just walking around like, what he built. That's had to be so proud of that.
How did he build it? Actually?
He took care of Fred. He handled it. Like that.
Fred!
Well, I got two questions for Bill regarding the game last night. Number one, no protest to walk through last night, right?
No protest, and that ramp's really long. It's really a forever. Long, really, really long ramp.
Did you park over by the...
Whose idea was that ramp?
I don't know. That's like, let's build a ramp. How long do you think? I think about 200 yards.
Yeah, two city blocks.
Two city blocks of a ramp.
Keep it going.
make the old people
You
walk
didn't park
there.
In the garage over by the football?
I did.
You did?
I parked in the same spot. I go, you know what? I go, I know where I sat. I parked in the same spot.
Yes.
I go, I know the route.
See?
No snow this time.
No snow. Now, there's a yellow building, Steve, to the east of the... of the post office. If someone has a fob to that, if I could walk through that building, make it much more enjoyable.
Yellow, help me.
A yellow building, and it's right by the overpass, basically.
Okay.
Right when you come underneath where Blur Parties is.
Yes.
It's, then you take a little left right there. It's right there. It's a big yellow building.
Is that the immigration building?
I don't know for sure.
Immigration Naturalization Service building?
Might be. But I'd like to be able to walk through it. On the way to the game.
You parked over by the stadium?
Same spot. It's awesome.
See?
Free parking.
Hey,
consistency.
Free
guys
parking.
Always talk about it in negative terms, but it's safe, and it's you know it's there.
Were you still the only car in there, Bill?
There was four of us.
See?
There was four cars.
Whoa, it's getting popular now.
It's getting popular. Word's out. But it was free.
Word's out.
Free parking. Can't beat that.
You know it's free.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Nope.
I would say this, though. They have some funny things. Oh, also, the next thing. That new scoreboard with the TV inside the TV.
That's pretty
you
sweet.
You can see up that inside
neat,
of
yeah.
it for those if you're
pretty
sitting down
sweet.
Low.
You did a nice job there.
That is incredible. So I was really pumped on that. And they have some funny videos of some like
they
hype
like
videos.
The fan camera comparing it to like cartoon characters.
I like the one where they have like Fred like in a dance.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And scene.
That's real, though. He did it at Iowa State.
Did he? And so, yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yes.
But they tried to get, like, a bunch of energy and get things going, and it wasn't a lot because the game was just a yawner. I mean, they were loud. They would get him going, but it wasn't like the mayhem of when it's a two-point game.
No. I prefer it this way, though.
Yeah. Wow, you do?
Yes.
No, I don't.
Because I was comfortable and I could talk crap the whole game.
So you would not 20. Like to have Nebraska win on a walk-off three?
If I was assured they won, sure. Yeah. If I was assured they were going to win that way, fine.
Oh.
But I like dominating a team that I don't like very much for the whole game. 71-50.
Well, that's 3 of 4.
I missed the superstars, too.
Yeah, they weren't there. So Nebraska's won 3 of 4.
3 of 4 against Creighton. 9-0 the record. They play Wisconsin on Wednesday night, 8 p.m. late game at Pinnacle Bank Arena.
Glad I got this one in because I'm not getting that one for me.
That seems too late for me.
I won't even watch that on TV.
I will watch it on TV, but I will likely not be in the stands for that one. That's
at least
rough.
I know this. I'll be in bed for the second half for sure.
Jake, it marked the first time since 95 and 97 that Nebraska won back-to-back games against Creighton. They didn't play in 96. So they hadn't beat
Things
Creighton.
Are changing. Oh, things were changing. So. Fred's starting to figure
new
it out.
New sheriff in town.
There's a new sheriff in town.
He's really not new, though.
Maybe
he's a new Creighton sheriff.
Figured out some things, though.
Yes.
Figured things out.
Sam played really well.
Sam Hoiberg, yes, 15 points for Sam last night. He was and I heard that McDermott talking post game. He's like, yeah, Sam was the reason why they won. Like, more than that, but he's like, Sam was definitely.
He's the difference.
He was the difference in that game. And he was. 6 of 10 shooting, 3 rebounds, 15 points for Sam, 5 assists. He was great in that basketball game.
He said, if you would have told me that Price Sanford was going to get 13, and he said Rink got 20 but had to work for it, he said he thought it would have been a pretty competitive game, but Sam was really the difference. He played really well.
Rick Bass, 20 points, as you mentioned there, Sip. Hoiberg, 15. Price Sanford, 13. Barricade, 6 points and 13 rebounds. Jamarcus Lawrence, 8 points. Frager, 7 points off the bench.
Here's the stat. Yeah. Here's the stat. Josh Dix, Blake Harper, their guard. Jason Green, their starting forward. And Owen Freeman, that's their four leading scores. They combined for 12 points on 3 of 14 shooting.
That's not going to get it done.
3 of 14. Yeah. First of all, why aren't they getting more shots up? I mean, I don't know. If I was McDermott, I'd be.
Well, look off the bench. Austin Swartz took 15 shots.
Yeah.
He took more of those guys all combined. He's got 15 attempts.
He's got his hands full with this team, it looks like to me. Nebraska's pretty good,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, Nebraska's good. Nebraska 9-0, Creighton 5-4. Very odd times. Very fun, odd times in the state.
So there's nobody to talk crap to for you? There's no Creighton
fans?
Well,
I called a fan after the game. I said, what's wrong with Creighton? I didn't say
hold it. Nebraska won the game, and you called a guy to.
I'll give you the play by play. I'm walking out of the arena. I put on speakerphone. Hey, what the hell happened to your team? You guys suck. I know. Give it to. It talked for 5 minutes, and it was on speakerphone.
Was.
People were listening to you.
There it was.
It was my buddy Jake from Omaha.
That's a major. Yeah, if someone calls me at home to
He expected it. We talked before the game, saying whoever one was going to call the other person.
Okay, a little bit better then.
This was a fun phone call.
Yeah, a little annoying.
Here's the best thing. He answered first ring. He's like, just go ahead. He
took it.
Tell me what happened.
He took it.
Give me your crap. Yep.
Where'd you guys go afterwards?
I just went out for one drink at the corner bar. That's it.
No, I was immediately home.
I was back before 7.
We're looking like at 6 o'clock when that game got over. That was way out of my comfort zone for being out. Kidding me? Yeah, any day. The chance of all of a sudden, like, hey, I was driving down O Street and saw Bush about 11 o'clock on Thursday. Like, zero chance.
He was double 50.
Even 9 o'clock would freak me out.
Oh, freak about anything, yes.
So congrats to Nebraska. 71-50, they win over Creighton. Fun game last night. Nebraska 9-0. Again, Wednesday night against Wisconsin. Then they will go on the road to Illinois on Saturday. Before they have two, New Hampshire and North Dakota at home. Before conference play really gets going in January.
Yeah, they should get to 10-0. I've seen Wisconsin twice. They're gettable. Nebraska's better. God dang, I've seen some teams in the Big Ten that don't look that. Indiana doesn't look that good.
I think it's a little bit of like a few teams against, kind of like the football.
Yeah.
There's not a point.
Purdue was ranked number one.
You're not sitting there going, how do we play Washington this year? No.
Jake, but it is still top heavy, that loss notwithstanding. It's a top. I think the league's. Maybe not. Well, I should button up right
your
now.
Your top
know.
Team just got destroyed at home.
I know, but it's a good league up top. I saw Indiana was ranked number 22, saw them lose at home to Minnesota, and I didn't think they looked very
good. That's true.
They didn't look very good. They didn't. Nebraska's every bit as good as Indiana. Every bit as good.
Might be a very weird year again.
I think it's a weird year in the conference. I think it's not a very good. It will not be a year of like Big Ten. every week. No, it's not.
I don't think so.
It doesn't look like that right now.
I don't think so. We're out over our skis a little bit, but I don't know. I guess you're right, though. Purdue just got drilled at home by Iowa State. Hello.
Yes. That is Idle Chit Chat.
Well, that was Idle Chit Chat.
The chat.
738
wasn't enough Idle.
Well, it was a busy weekend. We'll get to more things throughout the show.
Nothing happened much this
weekend. It was a busy weekend.
Oh, God, it was busy.
They don't guess. They game plan using soil tests, yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for the ground. Learn more at 738ag.com. Now, Sip, during the game, you had to switch gears because there was some significant news for Nebraska as a defensive coordinator emerged, a hire by Nebraska. Can you walk us through the moment you learned about this?
It's not
second half? It was
definitely deep in the second
half. I'm with Jake. I didn't know until whatever... 8:30, 9 o'clock, or whatever it was.
Okay, so the it's not particularly – it doesn't shine a great light on Sipple when this stuff happens.
We can do that for you.
It was a Pete Thamel breaking deal. He just tweeted it out.
During the game.
So here's
lot.
What happens. It's really – it's kind of interesting to me that it's just – it's semi-interesting because you get a rush. Robin was sitting there. He goes, Thamel. Defensive coordinator, tweet, and that's it. I was like, okay, I'm done. I'll talk to you in an hour. Give me an hour. I said I need, but you got to get something up really fast. You got to get a few paragraphs up, and now you're scrambling, and now people are walking out and trying to talk to you, and you're trying to get this story. It's sort of awkward, but you just have to find some information because there was not going to be an interview. Rob Arich wasn't. I don't have his cell phone on speed.
Now, were you going? Did you go over to your office at the post?
No, I just wrote from where you saw me.
I saw you writing there. I didn't know if you went from there.
I just hunkered in there. So his name is Rob Arich, A-U-R-I-C-H. He's San Diego State's defensive coordinator. They had a good year defensively. I didn't know his name was even on the radar. It just appeared, and then it's over. It's kind of nice in a way because it's over. It doesn't drag on. San Diego State was number 5 nationally in scoring defense this season. They only allowed 12.6. That's an improvement from last year when they were number 97 nationally. This was his first year as a defensive coordinator. He was their edge guy, like coached their edges last year.
Yeah, be like outside backer, defensive end type of edge would be defensive end.
The Aztecs, I'm not going to get this. I won't go into every stat of San Diego State's defense. They did shut out 3 teams this year. Stony Brook, they did,
and Cal.
That
was one of those head scratchers.
That was a head scratcher. Yeah,
it gets your attention that they shut out Cal. It does, 34-0. It even got my attention that they shut out Fresno State. 23-0. So it's done. And now, okay, so people wonder a couple things. The things that people wonder about. Will he coach in the bowl game? According to what we found out is that he will be on hand for some of Nebraska's bowl practices, but no, he won't be leading the defense. It'll still be Snow and Bill Snow and Mike Eckler, as opposed to that offensive line coach that we'll get into later.
Yes, we will. Next segment.
Jeep Wade. He is going to coach the offensive line during the bowls, but this guy won't. And also people wonder, what does he coach? It's a 4-2-5. So they'll be even front, back to even front, which people kind of clamor for, Bill. Us kind of laymen. We layman.
We went to even fronts.
Yeah, we went to
explain
even.
The even front.
Four man front.
Yeah.
Four man front. To me. I just like, two edges and two inside guys. Yeah. Okay.
Simplicity, right?
There's a lot
just
of
so people. You know, Nebraska did a lot of that this year. Just so you know, did a lot of
just so you know. Yeah. There was the just so you know.
Yes.
Hey, listen, I know that. I know that. But this guy is a 4-2-5.
Yeah. And I would bet if you go back and pull film up on San Diego State, you'll see someone lined up over the nose, which would be an odd
down.
Front. I would get not even three down, but just an odd just a, front.
Okay.
I guarantee you there's going to be like that. Have you ever played with someone on the nose? Never heard of it. I'm the center. Never heard of
what
it.
What are you talking about?
No, yeah, I've never heard of that. Never
That's
seen
crazy
it done.
Talk.
When's that happen?
EC.
Yeah.
Anyway, they got their guy. There was another guy in the picture.
You mentioned this, Sip, that he went from 97th last year to 5th in scoring defense, 12.6 points per game.
They had a good year.
Allowed.
Yeah, they had a good year. San Diego State had a good year. They ranked 21st against the run. Seventh, they're top 10 defense, seventh in total defense. And they picked off 13 passes. So it was a good defensive year. So this Absolutely. Guy, I guess this guy was on the radar. I mean, he's probably on the radar for other teams too, I imagine. I don't know his age. You can't find it. You got to be like in the CIA to know his age.
I'll find it.
Yeah, try it.
Jake, I'll find
it. If you can find this, I'll laud you.
Okay.
I couldn't find it.
What do you know, Steve, on the vetting process? Because I would imagine, because interviews like this generally are pretty detailed. So do you know how that all went down?
No.
Like where they interviewed at and what they
did? No, I don't.
Those are usually like 7-8 hour interviews.
I got to think it all. No, I don't know. I think some of this must have been done by like, I don't know. It all happened extremely quickly in my mind. You know, it, I mean, for sure the offensive line coach did. It was boom, boom. It was fire, hire. Is terms of this moved fast. The firing of John Butler occurred Monday. So this hire was, you know, was probably in the book Saturday and it came to light yesterday.
I'm going to do some quick math for you because I'm looking at his Wikipedia page. It doesn't have his age on here, but if I do quick math, Zip, Bill.
I'm listening to
you. It says he played college ball at Minnesota Duluth from 06 to 2010. So played a long career there. If I go back, I started school in 09. I'm 34. You add 3 years. He's 37 years old.
He's in his 30s.
37 years old for Rob Orange.
Gotcha.
My official guest there, Bill.
I bet Jake nailed it. And if we do, we'll hit the ding button tomorrow.
Thank you.
We know this for sure.
37 is your guess.
I'm going with 37 based on when he
Jake
went to college.
Just crunching numbers for us.
But see, I can't put that in a story. Like, I can't write.
You can say
yeah, you
pretty.
Can.
I'm going to say this. You can
no.
go
say approx.
Sim, I'm going to say.
Oh, no.
Please go
you
approx.
Don't go approx.
Yeah, on A.
He's going to approx.
Go approx. And then throw the whole thing down. He played football at Minnesota Duluth.
Jake Sorensen.
And Jake Sorensen on the ticket.
Based on some
math. Started in 2009. So this is what we feel his age is.
He went right to college. He
right to college.
37.
Now, we don't know if he redshirted. So that could be a different deal.
Could be 37.
Could be 37. So we don't know what he is. But right now,
I'm going with 37.
Yeah, 37. So he could be
30. I feel pretty good about that.
He's 36 to 38 is what he is.
Here's the deal, Jake. You did not find his age.
Yeah. You did not find
it. I kind of did.
You did. I find you. You really,
I kind of did.
Kind
of. Went to school in 06. Yeah. I went to school in 09. He's 37 years old. I feel pretty strong about that.
So now the question is what? Okay, we know they're going to keep Addison Williams. The head coach has said Addison Williams is he's the secondary coach. He's safe. I mean, he locked up Danny Odom, their five-star corner. Did a good job with the secondary. Who is that? Is that Farley by any chance?
Farley's in here.
Oh,
I don't know who that
okay.
is.
That
Rando dancing.
Yeah, Rando. And so now you don't know. So you're talking about a couple assistants that you don't know their fate. I suppose we'll learn that after the bowl game because they need coaches to coach the bowl game.
That is true.
Yes. So that's that. It all went down. It's over. And
now the name you were hearing before that was Vince Kears.
That's
he goes
the
from
name.
Toledo to Syracuse with Fran White out there.
Yeah, I think he chose. I think it may. I don't know this. It just felt
Isn't
like he
Fran
chose.
Fran Brown.
Say Fran White.
Yeah, yes, Fran Brown.
Sorry, Fran Brown. I'm still locked in the math over
math.
Here on
mathematics.
On Rob Arch.
Toledo. The Toledo defensive coordinator.
Yes, Fran Brown. My bad.
The Toledo defensive coordinator.
Vince Kears.
I mean, the intel we has he interviewed. I don't know. There was some discussion with him. I don't know exactly the extent of it. But anyway, he was considering Syracuse, Penn State, Nebraska. And it looks to me like he chose Syracuse. Well, he went to Syracuse. So what I'm getting at is this straight up choice between Nebraska and Syracuse. I don't know that. But he went to Syracuse. We thought Friday night this might be the guy, Vince
Kears, yeah,
and that he had a great year at Toledo, and has been great. He's had a great run at Toledo, had a great run at Mountain Union. I think he won two national titles as a head coach, and then went to Toledo. Toledo had a good year, so that's yeah, that all shook out. It all shook out this way, and Rule will be available for comment on Tuesday. Nothing today. No,
are they practicing today?
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
The bowl practices start today.
Nice. Preparation.
Bowl prep for Utah, which is which is it became official yesterday, or I don't know.
I saw the opening spread was 14.5 in favor of Utah.
Utah by 14. I mean,
I have heard through some intel that they have.
Yeah, you need to get some intel, by the way.
I actually will do. I do a radio spot with Utah every week.
Can you give me some intel on Utah?
So I'll have some. I'm on again with them. I think on Friday.
What do you know about Utah?
But the intel that I heard from a source is that they have several players not playing.
Okay.
That they have several players not playing the game.
Really?
Yeah. They have the rumor is several offensive linemen, because they have high draft picked at linemen. And so that was the rumor mill. The rumor mill potentially of the quarterback, which I'm not sure why that would be, unless he was injured. That they did have a true freshman play this year and win a game. So, like I said, I hope it doesn't turn into that where it's just both teams are
depleted.
Depleted. I wish it was both teams playing as many available players as they could.
What are we doing with these bowl games now? Teams opting out. Teams, whole teams opting out. Players opting out. I don't know how long, much longer this can go.
I don't under the part that gets me is that I'm not as harsh on the 5-7 teams. The ones that were like, they got asked, okay, you're like, hey, you didn't qualify for bowl. Then they come back to them. Hey, we've had some, you know, whatever. Kansas, do you want in? No. UCF, you want in? No.
Right.
I was a little shocked that Rutgers said no, because the SEC said yes. Mississippi State got offered a spot, and they're like, hell yeah, we'll play. And I think that's from the top down.
Of course.
I think that's Sankey saying, our teams will play.
Right.
We'll field teams.
I have an SEC bent for a reason. Yeah.
And then the Big 12 looks not good, because they had two teams that qualified.
Correct.
And here's the part that I don't get, and then we'll get to the Notre Dame one later.
Yep.
Is that there's players at K-State, I guarantee you, and Iowa State that are seniors that want to play in that bowl game.
Absolutely.
And they'll say, we voted. Imagine sitting there and somebody's like, man, we're not doing it. We're not playing. And somebody's sitting right next to them going, okay, yeah, I guess. And they're thinking like, that's not what I want. What if you were a second or third string team? I'm the third string wideout. I want to play. I want to go to the bowl game. I want to go play. Guess what I do? I practice all the time. I don't ever miss a workout. I don't do anything. And we're just going to skip a bowl game. We're not going to go. We're not going to get some sweatshirt and hoodies. Yeah, and
I'm so glad all this you're gear. Memory.
It's like, what? We're not going?
Bill is saying what I've always said. It just sounds better when he says it. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
I don't think any of us do. I hate it.
No, you know better than that. There are people that right
now
on the text line. I know,
all three of us hate it, though.
No, but on the text line, people are saying, no, these kids, they don't have to play if they don't want to. You'll hear that all the time.
Okay. And some of them, don't have to. It's real simple. You just have you have like a 1 minute meeting.
Can't disagree.
You have a 1 minute meeting. We're playing the bowl game.
Yeah, the coach.
The coach goes.
The coach says we're playing.
And the staff says, listen, we're gonna go down. We're gonna have a staff meeting for 4 minutes. We're gonna come back. Who's ever in the room is playing. If you're not, get out. That's fine. Yep. And then come back in and get your team together. And I'd love to coach a bunch of kids that are going like, they're not K-State, Iowa State. There's whatever K-State 6-6. They're not playing Ohio State in the bowl game. It's not like, well, how do we field the team? What do? We get no, you're 6-6. You're going to play another what? 6-6 team.
Yeah.
You're going to play a team from the MAC or something. Go play.
You know, it would be a fascinating radio is to have Moose on and talk about
Bill Moose.
Can we ask
him?
And talk about the day that Frost informed him that we're not playing in a bowl game.
We should make that happen.
Oh, God. I think he'll have it in his book, but I think he'll have that. Oh, God. Yeah, that was not a good day. Well,
I mean, that was a major demise.
That was not a good day at the stadium. It was not. It was a bad day. Bad day.
I think the
head
fan base was let down by that.
Do you think there's not people, fans that are K-State and Iowa State fans? They're going like, I'd like to watch us play again. I want to see us play in a game.
Totally.
I want to go.
That.
This. I mean, if I'm, and also at that, how does the conference even allow it to happen? The Big 12's like, oh no.
Well, they fine them.
I know, but still, I'd be like, no. Know what the fine should be now? Just change that. It's about a $5 million fine.
Yeah.
If you want to opt out, we'll go a $5 million fine.
The joke.
What is there any pushback? I want to hear the other side.
No, people.
There's people saying they don't do it, but if there's, I mean, I'd push back hard on anyone. It's like going, yeah, they should just not play.
I heard some Notre Dame. We'll get into Notre Dame. I just want to
7 o'clock. Yeah.
I heard
that's a big one.
It was honorable what they did. I'm like, honorable.
Nope.
Oh, so now quitting is honorable. That's how we're doing it.
No, we're out on that. Hold your thoughts on that.
All right, sorry.
Before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, Bill, we're just in the Breakers this morning.
Early Bird.
Early Bird's open right now.
Voice crack.
19th and K with free and spacious parking. They've got breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world-famous
Hash holes.
Stop by today, 19th and K, early bird.
I need that voice thing that you and Greg do. You get your try voice warm up while you're driving in.
Yeah, you do.
Need that. Greg, how about that?
We could put you on, we could do three-way speakers.
That'd be awesome.
You'd enjoy that.
On the way in. When we come back, updated Nebraska's offensive line situation next, an early break on the ticket.